Yerushalmi Shviyas corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Dalad Mabes at the Mishnah. Elu kelim sheina uman rashai lemachom b'shviyas machresha v'chol keleya ha'ol v'amazve v'adeker avo moichihu magal yad v'magal katsir v'egla v'chol keleya. The Mishnah says that the following tools may not be sold in shviyas to someone who is suspected of not keeping the laws: a plow and all of its accessories, a yoke, a winnowing fork, and a pickaxe. But he may sell him a hand sickle, a scythe, a cart with all of its accessories. The general rule is any tools that only are used for forbidden work may not be sold. If it's used for forbidden and permitted work, then they may be sold. A potter may sell to someone suspected in Shvi'ez 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs, as it's normal to bring that quantity from Hefka. If the buyer bought more than that, it's permitted to sell him more jugs. And he may sell to a Gentile in Eretz Yisrael and to a Jew in Chutz La'aretz. Beishamai says that in Shvi'ez one may not sell such a person a cow that can plow, but it's permitted since the buyer could slaughter it. He may sell him grains even in planting season, and he may lend him a sa'ar measure, even if it is known that he has a threshing floor. He may give him small change even if he knows that he has workers who are working the land unlawfully. However, in all of these cases, if the recipient actually specified his unlawful intentions, then it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, Elu kelim v'chule, Amr b'yoyna, kinim asnisin, elu kelim she'ina uman, v'shay l'moichem v'shviyas, l'chshoyd l'chashud ala shviyas. The Gemara says that the Mishnah taught that the following tools may not be sold in shviyas. Rabbi Yonah said that the Mishnah means that the following tools may not be sold by an artisan to people suspected of not keeping the laws of shviyas. Star and Mahu, may they sell them to a person who is unknown to them. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah taught that a vessel that is used for forbidden and permitted work may be sold, this shows that they may sell them to a person who is unknown to them. The Gemara asked, the Mishnah taught that a potter may sell 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs. Shouldn't there be a concern that the buyer might switch the use of the 15 jugs and put oil on them? No, each type of jug has its own particular shape. Ula gave a different answer. He says the leather used for each type of jug is visibly different. The Mishnah taught that he may sell jugs of oil and wine to a Gentile in Eretz Yisrael, and even more than those quantities of 5 and 15. And he may sell to a Jew in Chutz La'aretz, and this means even jugs that were bought in Eretz Yisrael. Tani ha'moicha shor lechaveiro v'nimsa nagchan ravama mekach tosu u'shmulama yochal humeima l'shchita mechaltiv loch. The Gemara says that the Mishnah taught that Beishamai say that in Shvi'ez one may not sell such a person a cow that can plow. Beishamai were permitted since the buyer could slaughter it. Now, one who sells an ox to his friend and is found to habitually gore, rendering it unable to use for plowing, Rav said that the seller is annulled, and Shmuel said that the seller can say that he sold it to him to slaughter. Man and Kaiman, im b'shemachoi la'oris divakol l'chavisha mocha, im b'shemachoi l'tavach divakol l'shchita mocha, ela kian kaimin b'shemachoi l'sirsu rava mekach torsu shmul ama yochalu meima l'shchita mechatev loch. What's the case? If he sold it to a sharecropper, all agree that he sold it for ploughing. If he sold it to a slaughterer, all agree that he sold it for slaughtering. Rather, he must have sold it to a middleman. Rav said that the seller is annulled. Shmuel said the seller can say that he sold it to him to slaughter. Machlef ha'shid say to Rav, machlef ha'shid say to Shmuel. Dispalgun macholoi v'yoyvel atzmoi, Rav ha'makona v'yoytze miyod v'yoyvel, Shmuel ama loikona. The Gemara asked the question. We find a case where the opinions of Rav and Shmuel are switched around. The Torah says that any ancestral land that was sold before Yovel returns to the original owner in Yovel. If he sold it in the Yovel year itself, Rav said that the sale is valid, but it immediately returns to the seller, and the buyer loses money. Shmuel said that the sale is invalid, and the money must be returned. Rechavi should say to Rav, Taman ama kanan, kana vacha hu ama, loy kana. Taman be Yovel mefusam hu, bramhacha mekach torosu. The Gemara explains that Rav's opinion has switched because there in Yovel he said that the sale is valid, and here, in the case of the ox, he said it's not valid. There Yovel is well known, here it's invalid, as most people buy oxen for ploughing. מחפשת את שמול, תמן הוא אמר לי קנה, ואחר הוא אמר קנה, לאיזה דבר שמחלו ללוויה, והמחה יכולו ממלא לשחיתה מחטב לך. Shmuel's opinion is a switch, because there, in Yovel, he said that the sale is invalid, and here, by the ox, he said it's valid. There, why did he sell the land to him? Wasn't it for planting? And since the buyer can't plant there, the sale is invalid. But here, the seller could say that he sold him the ox to slaughter. Rav Kabe Shammai, Shmuel Kabe Hillel. Rav Kabe Shammai, Shmuel Kabe Hillel. The Gemara asks, Rav in the ox case seems to be following Be Shammai in our Mishnah, who prohibited selling a cow to plow, and Shmuel seems to be following Be Hillel, who permitted. Rav Kabe Shammai, Bafil Yisbor, Kabe Hillel, Leis Ocha Masasev Talasin Yemen Vyasin Taltal Taltale Yemi Le Mekach Tois Ushmo Kabes Hillel Vafil Yisbo Kabes Shammai Leis Ocha Devar Nasha Mekus Tura Vadaya. The answer is that Rav could even follow Beis Hillel. Doesn't the person who buys for slaughter and keep it for 30 days first, and since he won't be able to do this because of its nature, it's an invalid sale. Shmuel could even follow Beis Shammai, who prohibited in Tfiyas to sell a cow for ploughing. It's prohibited there since the person doesn't slaughter an ox that's intended to plough, but in the case of discovering the ox habitually gores, the seller could claim that he sold it for slaughtering. Rav Acha, Rav Tanchem, Bar Chia, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Hishaloi, Sasai, Uvo, Matsai, Moided Bar, Enezokokloi, Kozhikem, B'Maskiroloi. Rav Acha and Rav Tanchem, Bar Chia, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that the Mishnah said earlier that he may lend him a sar measure, even if it's known that he has a threshing floor. If he lent him his sar measure and then came and discovered him measuring produce for his storeroom, which is prohibited in Shvi'is, he doesn't need to take back the measure, and this is certainly the case if he hired it out to him.